15 points if you eat Quaker oatmeal for 30 days. See, it lowers bad cholesterol and total cholesterol as part of a healthy diet. It's proven with 40 years of science. So stick to Quaker oatmeal, the original cholesterol buster that's really something to smile about. Just look at the guy on the box.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. More money for the faith-based. George W. Bush has opened the checkbooks of five federal departments to religious organizations. Now he's setting his sights on money from the states. The goal apparently is to persuade states to funnel more of the federal money for social service programs they administer to faith-based organizations. Federal regulations, now a law, allow federal agencies to directly fund churches and other religious groups. Bush acted alone to rewrite those regulations after he failed to persuade Congress to change the law. Partly as a result, in 2003, the groups called faith-based received $1.17 billion in grants from the federal government. That is about 8% of the $14.5 billion spent on social programs that qualify for faith-based grants in five federal departments. But that's not enough, said Jim Toohey, director of the White House Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiatives. An additional $40 billion in federal money is given out by state governments, he said. And many states don't realize federal rules now allow them to fund these organizations, too. When it comes to state money for religious groups, he says, we're on the sunrise side of the mountain. George W. Bush is pledging today to work with new members of the House and Senate. The first order of business for Congress, he says, will be to approve disaster aid for the millions of people in South Asia. Bush has already pledged $350 million in disaster aid and holds out the prospect for more. Meanwhile, battle lines are being drawn in Washington on Bush's second-term goals to adjust tax laws, partially privatize Social Security, and limit medical liability lawsuits. Although fellow Republicans gained four seats in the Senate and three in the House, boosting their majorities, there is no consensus on Capitol Hill to embrace the Bush domestic proposals. Bush also has to fill vacancies in his cabinet. He has to prepare his inaugural and State of the Union addresses and finish the 2006 budget proposal, not to mention keeping watch on the elections in Iraq on January 30th. Today, a spokesman for Iraq's Electoral Commission says those elections will be held as scheduled, despite a statement from the Iraqi defense minister that they might not. Earlier today, the defense minister said the vote could be delayed because of concerns over a low voter turnout by Sunni Muslims. He's in Cairo asking Egypt to persuade the Sunnis to participate in the election. But a spokesman for the Independent Electoral Commission says definitely no delay. Florida state officials say nearly two-thirds of provisional ballots cast on Election Day were not counted in the state. Mostly, they said, because the people casting them were not registered to vote. Preliminary figures show of more than 27,000 provisional ballots cast in Florida, more than 17,000 were rejected, and that number could be revised, but probably won't change much. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Let's talk about the man on the Quaker oatmeal box. Is he laughing? Is he smirking? Is he pulling a Mona Lisa? What's his deal? Turns out he's smiling, because he knows his oatmeal can actually help lower your cholesterol. On average, it could drop about 15 points if you eat Quaker oatmeal for 30 days. See, it lowers bad cholesterol and total cholesterol as part of a healthy diet. It's proven with 40 years of science. So stick to Quaker oatmeal, the original cholesterol buster that's really something to smile about. Just look at the guy on the box.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar construction. conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. We make like Frank Gorshin and entertain your question marks. Call in and ask a vet. Plus, we take to the skies with the aviator, Howard Hughes. Madman, Genius, Leo. And don't forget the Pep Attack with Mike Papantonio as he takes on war profiteering on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for joining us. Apparently, this just crossed the wire about 2 hours ago. Bush's re-election campaign has asked the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court earlier today to throw out the challenge to the election in Ohio. The request by Bush's campaign said the case before the court resembles, quote, a poorly drafted script for a late-night conspiracy theory movie, end quote. Now, they're talking about the 37 Ohio voters who filed the challenge to the official tally in Ohio. They have asked the Chief Justice to set aside the election results. Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell said there's no reason to prolong the election. A spokesman for Blackwell said, quote, Jesse Jackson can complain, grandstand, whine, stamp his feet all he wants. It's not going to change the results. And the Bush campaign said that the legal challenge, quote, falls far short of a legitimate election contest, end quote. Now, it's not known when Ohio's Chief Justice might rule on the challenge by the Bush administration or by the 37 Ohio voters who filed the challenge. But Bob Fetrakis, one of the lawyers who filed the challenge, said that if the Chief Justice's decision comes after the tally by Congress this Thursday, it likely wouldn't have any effect on the outcome of the presidential election. But Fetrakis said any ruling favorable to the challengers, regardless of when, would bolster their efforts to improve voting law. Folks, I hate to tell you this, but I think it's all over. I don't think anything's going to happen in the joint session of Congress that occurs on the 6th for the confirmation or the certification of these election results. So I don't know. I'll probably get a bunch of emails now saying, "Oh no, you can't give up, Mike. Don't give up, Mike." But you tell me. You tell me, huh? Now there's a phone number to call to phone your senator and ask him or her to protest the election results. You might say, stand up this Thursday and ask for a debate in the House and the Senate. And see if you get a response. You want the phone number? You probably have it already. It's toll-free, 877-762-8762. That's 762-8762. Toll-free, 877. But it doesn't look very good, does it? Huh? If we're relying here at the last possible moment on one Democratic senator to challenge the results, it's not going to happen. You know it and I know it. No, not even Russ Feingold. And I think it speaks to the well, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say the corruption of the Democratic Party, although one could make that statement, but to the lack of will in the Democratic Party. Democratic Party, in fact, don't you all agree? It's no longer a viable political force in this country. I know Kerry is saying, well, he's sorry and he apologizes and he's going to gear up for 2008. But look, come on, folks. Come on. Come on. If you disagree, I mean, if you can make a case that the Democratic Party is still a viable political force, call us. Our number is 866-303-2270. I would like to hear your comments on that if you want. If not, let's move on. There's all kinds of all sorts of things to talk about. The Bush crime family now is proposing a life in prison for people who have been accused of a crime. The crime right now is something about the war on terror. I have no idea. But life in prison when there is not enough evidence to present in court to get not just a conviction, but a trial. Not enough evidence even to bring something to trial. The Bush crime family now is proposing life in prison. With no out. You get out when you die. That's how sick it's gotten. That's going on the one hand. On the other hand, is there a Democratic senator who will stand up on Thursday and protest this? My answer is no, there is not. Can you think of one? And I'm not talking about wishful thinking. I'm not talking about, well, I hope it's blank. I mean, really, can you think of a Democrat if they wouldn't do it in 2000? When it was perfectly clear what had happened. Now, I know, I've gotten emails about, well, it couldn't happen in Mike because Al was the, he was the senator from, where was he from, Tennessee or whatever the hell he was. He was a president. No, he was, hello, he was vice president and therefore the president of the Senate. And he couldn't vote in favor of him. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I've heard all that. I've heard all that crap. If they wouldn't do it in 2000, what makes you think it's going to happen in 2004? Remember, the official results, the accepted results, say that Bush won by 3.5 million votes. You think there's a Democratic senator who's going to challenge that? Come on. Come on. Come on. I don't care what is presented to them. The Democratic Party is in total disarray. I can think of no one. I can think of no one in the Democratic Party who would have the courage to stand up this Thursday and say, "I protest. I protest." Not Barbara. No, don't even think Barbara Boxer. Forget about that. Don't even think Dianne Feinstein. Forget about it. Okay. And again, if you're, I don't know who you're counting on, but and I don't make political predictions, very seldom. But here's one for you. There's not going to be a Democratic senator stand up before the American people and the House and the Senate and the Bush crime family and the world and protest the certification of this phony-ass election. It's not going to happen, okay? So I guess the thing to do is to get busy over the next 20 years, for those of you who feel like doing it. I don't. get busy over there. You know, I'm content to stay on the sidelines now and just throw mud balls at right-wingers. But for you younger people, it's time for you to dedicate yourself to the next 20, 25 years of hard-ass, possibly unrewarded work in trying to build a political party, that will truly be in opposition to the neo-Nazis who have taken over this country. Frankly, I think it's a waste of time. I'm really letting you know where I'm coming from tonight, aren't I? Right? Because I've been watching the news. I saw Clinton out there with that miserable ghoul George Herbert Walker Bush today to do the photo op with the moron that's in the White House about they're going to get out there and ask, you know, they're going to work together now, ask us to contribute money. I don't need Bill Clinton or Herbert Bush asking me to contribute money to this horror that's occurred on the other side of the planet. You know, I don't need that, and it's disgusting to me. I don't get it. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm getting calcified in my almost said old age, in my late middle age. Maybe I'm just getting calcified in the brain, in the heart, and soul, and the spirit. But you know, this all of a sudden everybody is going gooey and saying, well, you know, there's 200,000 people dead, another 200,000 are going to die. So let's all get together and sing Kumbaya. You know, our wonderful military is over there taking helicopters and bringing food and water and so on and so forth. So back here at home, you know, what's next? Is Clinton and Herbert Bush going to Clinton's going to take his saxophone and Herbert is going to take what? What does he play? I don't know. Toilet paper and comb, you know, other than the market. Of course, he plays the market. But, you know, what are they going to do? Huh? The Bush crime family just rubbing their hands and licking their lips, waiting for all this nasty publicity to die down so they can send Halliburton or the Carlyle Group or Kellogg Brown and Root or whoever to start, you know, the so-called rebuilding process. You know, the rebuilding process like we're doing in Iraq, right? I'm feeling very cynical tonight. Yeah, you're damn right I am. You're damn right. I'm feeling real, real cynical because I have zero faith in the Democratic Party, in any senator to resist what is about to happen. And we get to see it. You and I, we get to see the absolute end. Fini, that's it. Screen goes black. It's all over American democracy. And in its place, this kind of neo-fascism that's taken control. Next year, same president. That's the reason I'm cynical. Or a new year, and it's the same president. That's the reason I'm cynical. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy.
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble.
Who, me?
Kelly Martin is a mystery woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Selsun Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Selsun Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Selsun Blue. Selsun Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Selsun Blue. Use as directed.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Imagine how good it would feel to finally get out of debt.
When I made my last payment, I couldn't stop smiling. My wife thought I was nuts.
If you owe money because of credit card debt, InCharge can help. Never have to worry about late fees, penalties, or that next monthly payment ever again.
I'm not worried about money all the time now, or my blood pressure.
I feel back in control of things. I can do a better job taking care of my family. This is a company that gets results.
Our specialty is helping you to get out of debt and stay out. We'll develop a long-term plan to keep you in control of your finances.
InCharge has changed my life.
For your free guide to escaping debt, call InCharge today at 1-800-700-6511. If you're serious about getting out of debt, take advantage of this incredible service. For your free guide, call 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-888-34-STEEL. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-888-34-STEEL. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-888-34-STEEL. 1-888-34-STEEL.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy. Right.
22 past the hour. The kind of contemptuous language used by Bush's reelection campaign in asking the Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court to throw out the challenge to the election. They said the case resembles, quote, a poorly drafted script for a late-night conspiracy theory movie. That's just kind of shoving Democrats or people who were denied the right to vote or people whose votes were suppressed, just shoving their face into a pile of something that smells bad. It's terrible, isn't it? It's terrible. And then to say that the challenge, quote, falls far short of a legitimate election contest. So it means it's illegitimate, right? So and then to find out that one of the lawyers who filed the challenge said that, well, if we get a ruling favorable, it'll help our efforts to improve voting law. Let me tell you something, folks, and you know this. I'm not telling you anything, but I'm just repeating what we said on this program. I don't care what kind of legislation you pass. It doesn't make any difference. You can say that anything you want, someone caught cheating voting, will be executed on the spot. Doesn't matter. As long as you're using touchscreen voting, none of this matters. None of it matters. So finally, here at the 11th hour, because the Bush campaign knows that come Thursday, they're home free. Again. Again. The thieves are home free. Again. Only come Thursday, the reason is going to be, and for those of you who are suggesting to me in emails that Robert Byrd of West Virginia might, no, I don't think so. He says he's retiring, he's not going to run again. That may be, but I don't think Robert Byrd, you see, you know, some old guy like Byrd, he doesn't want to be footnoted in history as a man who tried to overturn the will of the people. Do you understand what I'm saying? Byrd is not out there talking about, well, the machinery stole vote. He's not from a generation that would even believe that machinery would steal a vote. I'm sorry, that's not Robert Byrd. Robert Byrd is a great orator. He's Cicero. He's this powerful voice from 1,000 years ago, who stands in the well of the Senate and makes powerful speeches. I love his speeches. Oh, my God, I love them. How effective is he? I love Dennis Kucinich's speeches. How effective is he? You see what I'm saying? So, you know, as I think about it, it's not cynicism on my part. It's just hardcore political reality. The fat lady has sung, folks. It's finished. You know it, and I know it. And I think what we're doing, those of us who are holding out, hoping, I think what we're doing is, oh, please, you know, expecting that Hail Mary pass, with 8 seconds on the clock. Oh, my God, he's using a football analogy, a metaphor. Oh, please, don't. You know, 8 seconds on the clock, it's fourth down, long yardage, and there goes the pass. He didn't say that, did he? But there ain't no one there to catch it. And if no senator stood up in 2000 when the butterfly ballot and the Jews for Buchanan and the fact that this horrible woman who was Florida Secretary of State, also the co-chair of the Bush campaign in that state, just like Blackwell this year in Ohio, if they wouldn't stand up then, what makes you think they're going to stand up now? Yeah? Well, what makes you think that is something called hope. And hope is becoming nothing but a four-letter word. You know what I'm saying? I have a real cynical friend who says spit in one hand and hope in the other and see which one fills up faster. Only he doesn't say spit. So, you pay your money, you take your choice, right? But with the Bush crime family now asking... is the Chief Justice of Ohio, is the Supreme Court, is he a Republican? I think he's a Republican. The Secretary of State's a Republican. Look, come on, folks. Right? So, what to do? Well, there's a lot of us who are not going to be around 25, 30 years from now to see the result of building a new political party to struggle against the Nazis that have taken over. So, I don't know. I don't have any answers. Maybe over the next few months that I do this program, maybe that's something we can discuss. But the Democratic Party, as an opposition party, it used to be the party of leadership, remember that? But the Democratic Party as an opposition party is finished. It's over. And that's political realism. That's not cynicism on my part. It's not negativity. It's just political realism. If you disagree, as soon as we take the next break, I'm going to come to your phone calls and you talk about it. But that's what I want to talk about this first session, this first segment of the program, okay? Nobody, not one of these senators, including Byrd, that's what I'm saying, wants to be out there all by themselves on this issue. They don't want to be branded a conspiracy theorist. The liberal media would do a hatchet job. If one of these senators stands up, the media in this country will slice and dice them until there's nothing left but a stain on the floor of the Senate. It's not going to happen. Do you understand? You might as well accept it and figure out what you're going to do to help build a party, a political party, that will fight and kick and scream and take us back to the values that the Democratic Party used to represent. We are the party of values. We're not the party of corruption. That's the Republicans. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
You dread spending another season in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears cabinet refacing could transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time.
The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. I got some emails here from people who are saying, you know, call your senators. You got to call your senator, your Democratic senators. Julie says, I called several senators today, and they're all seriously thinking about joining Conyers and keeping track of calls and support, so tell people to call. Okay, yeah, you know, I'm not saying don't call. I'm not saying don't do whatever you think might work in order to at least temporarily halt this meat machine that's grinding up representative democracy, such as it is, in this country. A lot of folks out there who really don't believe the two-party system is makes any sense anyway. That what has happened is a natural evolution or devolution that has occurred because the Democrats about 15, 20 years ago decided to roll over and play Republican. So a lot of people are saying, you know, I get emails from people that say, Malloy, you know, come in out of the ether. The Democratic Party has not been the Democratic Party since, I don't know when, Dukakis, I don't know, Carter, okay, Roosevelt, when? But it's just a weird feeling, that's all. It's a weird feeling to see this happening. And, you know, when Democratic senators are being called, and the response is, well, we're waiting to see, well, you know, we're thinking about it, we want to see how the calls run. You know, that makes me furious. That makes me want to grab the nearest Democratic senator and take him over my knee or take her over my knee and just paddle their asses, because that sounds like a four-year-old. Democratic senators are waiting to see? What, are they deaf, dumb, and blind? They can't see themselves? Oh, I get it. That's right. Well, leadership? Who? Who in the Democratic Party in a position of leadership is providing leadership? Who? Give me a name. I'm open tonight. I'm wide open. Just give me a name. Again, Russ Feingold? No, sorry. A lot of people are saying, well, two words, Barack Obama. Two words back at you. You're nuts. What, a guy is, what, he's 5 minutes in the Senate? And he's going to, no, not Barack Obama. Don't be a fool and hang your hat on that peg. Barack Obama may be a great senator. He may be nothing. Who knows? But Barack Obama is not going to go into the United States Senate on January 6th and say, I protest! No. Forget it. It's got to be somebody who is established in the Senate, somebody with the gravitas to stand there and lay out the case. And once again this year, I will guarantee you, all or the majority of the so-called Black Caucus in the House, once again, they're going to walk up there. They did it 4 years ago, protesting, while Al Gore gaveled them into silence. Once again, Well, does the representative from California have a corresponding a protest from the Senate? No, Mr. President, referring to the President of the Senate. No, Mr. President, we have, okay, sit down and shut up. And it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. The only people with any courage are members of the House who have dark skin. Think about that, huh? Of course, they're used to fighting. You think Kucinich is going to stand in the well of the House and challenge it? You know, after doing it last time, you think he'll do it this time? Or is Kucinich going to say, look, you know, I'm tired. I'm tired. I just want to represent my district as best I can. But I'm afraid we're going to see it again on January 6th. And I guess you know what I'm doing here. I'm just preparing myself emotionally. What are you doing to prepare yourself emotionally? Huh? A lot of people are saying, well, we're going to go to Washington, D.C. on January 20th, and we're going to turn our backs on Bush. Oh, well, that's effective. We're going to sponsor Not One Damn Dime Day. Of course, that has to do with this illegal war in Iraq. But the illegal war in Iraq is just going to continue. 10 years from now, it'll still be going on. Want to bet? You want to bet? How much you want to bet? So, Not One Damn Dime Day? Oh, yeah, that's going to fly. Yeah, uh-huh. Turn your back on Bush? Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Do you think Bush cares? do you think? Turn your back and drop your pants. Do you think that? What do you think? Oh, well, Mike, you know, the media didn't show the eggs flying at his limousine 4 years ago. I had to see that in Fahrenheit 9/11. Oh, yeah, well, that really stopped. That stopped a lot of the crap that we've seen for 4 years, right? A couple of eggs hits Bush's limousine. Oh, that's effective, too. Jesus. See, this is a problem with the Democrats. Oh, this is easy to say because it's easy to see now. But, you know, we'll turn our backs on Bush. We'll throw eggs. We'll gather in DuPont Circle and scream and bitch and carry signs. Meantime, the Republicans are infiltrating every single political entity in the country. From the Supreme Court to county commissions. And what were you and I doing? Well, I turned my back on Bush. Oh, did you? Well, that was real effective, wasn't it? So, anyway, I think that what Democrats need to do, what Americans need to do, because really this is not a Democratic or Republican issue. I know a lot of Republicans don't understand this because they're so damn narrow-minded and you know, well, these the queers aren't going to get married, you know, that kind of crap. But what every American needs to do at this point is to prepare yourself. How are you going to handle January 6th? Now, truth be told, 85% of Americans that day will come and go, won't need squat. In the first place, 85% of Americans don't care what happens on January 6th. Because of that 85%, probably 90% of that 85% are people who are saying, well, you know, it's time to move on. And the rest of them just don't care. You know, I couldn't care less. You know, I got to get to work, or I got to find a job, or I got to go score some dope, or you know, whatever it is. So January 6th is going to come and go. Now, you are going to be upset, and I am going to be upset. But so what? You know, 200,000 people are dead tonight because of a tsunami. And what caused the tsunami? Well, the tectonic plate shifted. Really? What about the fact that sea levels have risen? What about the... Oh, he's going to talk about global warming. Oh, for Christ's sake, I don't believe this. Yeah. It's just going to, you know, it's going to continue, right? But and in the meantime, everything's okay because Clinton and George Herbert Bush got together today and decided they're going to, what are they going to do, telemarket? They're going to get on the phone and call people out of the Manhattan phone directory or the Atlanta white pages? Hi, this is Bill Clinton.
And hi, this is Herbert.
We want you to send money. Is that what that was about today? Is that what it's come to? That's what it's come to. Oh, man. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right. David is calling from Spokane, Washington. Hey, David, welcome to the program.
Hi, I just want to welcome you to Spokane, Eastern Washington, North Idaho.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, we just joined your area out there, and thanks for the welcome.
And I sent you an email giving you a little information on the background of this area. Did you get it?
Probably, but sometimes I don't read email for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, just want to let you know, I contacted my senators, Murray and Cantwell.
Uh-huh.
And they want to know the challenge, to join the challenge and stuff. And as you know, Murray defeated Nethercutt in the 2004
right.
Senate election.
Right.
So let's hopefully they...
What was the answer you got?
They will be looking into it.
Looking into it.
Yeah.
Don't get your hopes up, pal.
You don't think they'll join the...
No. The press in Washington and Idaho will gut both of them. The national press will flay Patty Murray. They'll take George Nethercutt and lay him out on a board and open him up from his neck bone to his pelvis, figuratively speaking. Okay? Because media in this country looks at this whole challenge as either a non-story or a joke. And the senators know this. They understand this. The senators now, and anyone who doesn't understand this, will not be in office except for one term. The senators and the House members and people who want to run for public office understand one thing very clearly. The media in this country is totally, totally conservative. Some of it is neo-Nazi, neo-fascist. And if they stand up for principle, they will be sliced down like so much bologna. Okay? Just... And if there's one thing an elected senator or representative believes in, it is his or her own survivability. They're not there. They don't go to Washington to change the world. They may go there to work on behalf of their district, maybe, if they're a member of the House. If they're a senator, they go there for the pure power. That's it. They're not there because they're altruistic. You don't believe that, do you?
No.
Okay. So if they're there for the power, or if they're there to bring home some bacon to their district, do you think, David, that they're going to stand up in front of the entire country and this neo-Nazi media we have and say, well, the election was stolen? I don't think so. David got a boogie. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the welcome to Spokane. And is it Spokane or Spokane?
Spokane,
that's what I thought. Okay, I'm not going to mispronounce that one. Every time I mispronounce a city name, I get about 10 emails. People say, you dumb bastard. Thanks a lot, David. Take care. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back.
My brother made sure I won in Florida.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1 week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Like Omega.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
This is Dick Summer for Binder & Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we really listen to our clients, and we get results. You're going to like that. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that is a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder & Binder, 1-800-66-B-I-N-D-E-R. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You're going to like that we really listen to you, and we get results. Make the free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine, today's leading weekly journal of politics and the arts, with an important question. What New Year's resolution can improve your political IQ, make you a more interesting and attractive companion, help you sparkle with wit and intelligence, and will last longer than 2 weeks? Right, reading the New Republic magazine. There's never been a more important time to be an enlightened, informed citizen. With potential Supreme Court nominations looming, the war in Iraq continuing, towering deficits threatening, and conservatives at the controls.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best online subscription price and download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289, mention Air America, and save $10 off our best online subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk.
I certainly never dreamt that I'd be the president.
When you walk that walk.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. I'm getting a lot of emails in here. Mara in New Jersey is pinning her hopes on Frank Lautenberg. Other people are saying Bill Nelson of Florida, Senator Levin, Carl Levin. There are certainly some senators in the Democratic who have D's after their names who have every reason to stand for democracy and representative government. Sure. Oh, I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying that they will not. They will not do it. And if I'm wrong, we'll know Thursday evening on this program, won't we? We'll know Thursday evening. CW emailed me. He's a Democrat, I guess, kind of like me. Just you know, a fighter for Democratic Party principles. But he says, "It's strange you choose to talk about this tonight. I sent a mail to my group last night. Email to my group expressing huge disappointments in the big dog. He runs the Democratic Party, and he stood silent during the recount. Why? So that Hillary could run in 08? I'm leaving the Democratic Party, Mike. I don't want to be part of this crap anymore. I never thought I would say that, but it's time. Maybe Kucinich and Dean will go independent. Maybe not. John Kerry won the 04 election, and you'd never know it by the way they all stayed silent. I want to punch something. But instead, I'm going to do something useful. I'm leaving the Democratic Party. And CW is, like I say, he's as hardcore of a Democrat as I am. I don't know. I'm not trying to bum you out. There's enough bad news out there. What I'm doing is just preparing so that come Thursday, when not one single Democratic senator will have the courage, the decency, the belief in our system, whatever you want to call it, pick your own phrase, to stand there and say, I protest. I protest the Electoral College vote. I protested because of voter suppression, because of voter fraud, because of these machines, because it was stolen for the second time. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, to hell with you. I'm out of here. Rick is calling from Columbus, Ohio, from the front lines of the battle. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Hey, it's going fine. How are you?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I've never been that political, and I'm not sure I want to be anymore or if I can be, but I sure am glad that I found Air America, and I have a place to at least vent some of my mind.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad I found Air America too, for the same reason. Air America is not going to solve any problems, but at least we can get together and perhaps, I don't know, come up with some sort of a strategy. There are a lot of really intelligent, driven people who listen to this network, who believe in our system, who believe in our government, who don't want to see it go up in flames like it is. I mean, we are standing here now, all of us drenched in gasoline, and we are encircled by Republicans who are holding lighted matches. And they're going to hold off until January 6th if no Democrat in the Senate has the courage to resist this, then the matches go to the gasoline, and it's over. It's over until we can fight and fight and fight and get it back. But that's, I said this, a couple of months ago. It's going to take 20, 30, 40 years to do it. It took the Republicans exactly 40 years to do this.
I'm afraid you're right. And I'm also afraid that even if a Democrat or possibly some rave Republican speaks up, that all that will happen will be they'll talk for about two hours, and then they'll say, well, it may have some merit, but let's get on with it, and that'll be the end of it.
Yeah, I know. And I got an email from somebody in Ohio said, everybody on the state level in Ohio is a Republican anyway, right? Your Supreme Court, your Attorney General, your Secretary of State, your governor, everybody, every constitutional office in Ohio is Republican held, I believe.
I don't know.
It's pretty much becoming standard, and that's the case not just in Ohio, but in states across the country. And that's because Democrats somewhere along the line. And Rick, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Somewhere along the line, Democrats decided that it's better to get along and get along, go along, than it is to stand up for Democratic Party principles. Huh? And this is what happens. I mean, come on. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a political scientist to understand a very simple reality. And that is that politics, like nature, abhors a vacuum. And when the Democrats decided, well, we're going to step aside from Democratic Party principles and we're going to become Republican light, well, you see the result. All right, quick break. We'll be back, and back to your phone calls. Stick around. And we'll stay on this topic for a while. I'm going to see what you got to say. We'll get on to the global horror a little bit later on in the program. Right now we're talking about our national horror. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
2004 was a turbulent year for Republican House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, also known as the Hammer. The bipartisan House Ethics Committee rebuked DeLay on three occasions, the first reproved from the usually passive panel in 7 years. In retaliation, desperate House Republicans rewrote their own so-called indictment rule. They did so in closed-door fashion, insulating DeLay from a possible indictment in Texas on corruption charges. As the 109th Congress takes over, Republicans plan to further shred the rules. New GOP proposals would subvert the House Code of Conduct and create new barriers for Ethics Committee investigations. The House leadership may even replace the panel's ranking Republican member, Colorado's Joel Heffley. For doing his job, Heffley is likely to lose it. And, come tomorrow, the new House will likely vote to delete language requiring members to act in a credible manner. Credibility is something this bunch, led by DeLay, decidedly lacks. For more, go to thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Change of course. Republicans in the House have just reversed course and decided to retain a tough standard for lawmaker discipline. And they will reinstate that rule that would force Majority Leader Tom DeLay to step aside as a leader if indicted by a grand jury in Texas. Surprise decisions tonight made by Speaker Dennis Hastert and Tom DeLay, who asked GOP colleagues to undo the act of loyalty they gave him in November. And then Republicans changed a party rule so DeLay could have retained his leadership post if he was indicted by that grand jury in Austin that has already charged three of DeLay's Republican associates in Texas. When Republicans began their closed-door meeting tonight, leaders were considering a rules change that would have made it tougher to rebuke a House member for misconduct. That proposal would have required a more specific finding of ethical violations and is now required, but they've decided to drop that proposal as well. U.S. Navy helicopter crews today found dozens of Indonesia tsunami survivors, including some so weak they couldn't walk or even talk. The choppers also dropped off cartons of food. Two former American presidents are going to be asking Americans to dig deep to help the survivors. Former President George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton joined current President Bush at the White House today to launch a campaign to encourage Americans to give to charities helping out tsunami survivors. George W. Bush says all Americans who can help should do so. He says the U.S. is taking a leading role in helping the survivors. The administration has pledged $350 million in aid, but officials say that number could go higher. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the efforts to help tsunami victims are going, quote, exceptionally well. Powell's leading the team that includes President Bush's brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and a tour of some of the damaged areas. They're in Thailand, Indonesia, and Sri Lanka. Each country lost thousands of people to the mammoth waves sent by the earthquake in the Indian Ocean. Some critics say the U.S. was slow to respond to the disaster. Other countries offered large amounts of aid more quickly. Japan has promised more than America's $350 million pledge. In Arkansas, hundreds of residents having to spend a second day away from home as a fire spews smoke from a hazardous waste incineration plant. When the plant in El Dorado caught fire early yesterday, about 1,500 people had to be evacuated, but no one was seriously hurt. Foreign visitors at the 50 busiest land border crossings in 10 states are now being fingerprinted as part of the new government biometric screening system. The system called U.S. Visit scans photographs of the visitor's face and index fingers into a computer, which are then matched up to see if they match any people in federal agencies' criminal databases. This is Air America Radio News.
Hi, it's Larry King. Did you know that drinking a glass of delicious Welch's grape juice every day can actually help keep your heart healthy? It was news to me. But studies have shown that because Welch's 100% grape juice is made from antioxidant-rich Concord grapes with no added sugar, it's actually good for your heart. In fact, Welch's grape juice has twice the antioxidant power of orange juice. But who's counting? I'm too busy enjoying the taste. Welch's grape juice. Isn't it nice to know that something as good as Welch's is good for your heart, too?
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and guest co-host Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. The new Congress is convening, and one of the Senate's jobs is to scrutinize the cabinet nominees, including Alberto Gonzalez. So will the Senate hear from former Navy JAG John Hudson, or will they have to hear him on our show? Why a former Navy JAG opposes Gonzalez on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Got a lot of emails here. Here's a good idea. Mike, if all the Democrats stood up together, that might work. I know that is asking a lot, but if a good-sized group stood together, it may work. Mike, you hung on longer than I did. I registered independent years ago. I did vote for Kerry Edwards. I did believe in Kerry due to the strength he showed in the 70s. I'll identify... wait a second. Here's another one. Mike, I agree with you all the way. I really had hope for a while, believed in blackboxvoting.org, even sent money, but each day I've lost hope. I am so disappointed in the Democratic Party. And I have left it. Just don't understand them anymore. Going to the middle was the worst thing we could have done. They don't fight for anything anymore, and to just let it all happen is amazing to me. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. Thanks for speaking the truth and telling it like it is. I see little hope anymore. Just a bunch of wimps is all I see. From Kerry to Clinton and on. That's from J.W. And this one, this is from Jason. Mike, as an African-American my whole life, I can tell your listeners from painful experience that the pseudo-Democrats in the Senate will not stand up and keep the selection from being certified. They will buckle under and live with the scorn of the true supporters of the party's principles rather than stand up to the neo-fascists in this country. They think that will save them, but they couldn't be more wrong. The people who run the Democratic Party, notably the DLC, have sold their base out, and this party will now die. Black people have long experience with so-called leaders playing politics with the truth, and now every other true Democrat of other races will also experience that cold fact in a few days. Don't get used to it. Stay mad. But abandon the Democratic Party because this party is as dead as a stepped-on cockroach. Oh, I know about them. I live in the South, Jason. And, you know, I'm waiting, but I haven't got an email yet. I've got maybe 10, 15. I wish I could read them all, but can't do it. 10, 15 emails from people who obviously are sound like Democrats. Well, here's from Clint in Dearborn, Michigan. Mike, just wanted to let you know that I agree with that no Democratic senator will stand with my congressman, John Conyers, not even my two Democratic senators, Levin or Stabenow. I will help the state Democrats and individual candidates, but not DLC-bred Clinton-esque fake Democrats. I won't support Senator Clinton because she won't support the real Democrats. She will sell us down the river like her NAFTA husband. Yeah, damn. Although I think Clinton, you know, Clinton's intentions were good about NAFTA, but, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? I don't know. All right, let's do some of this and try to finish this up this hour. Kurt is calling from Boston. He's our bureau chief in Boston. I thought Matcom was our bureau chief in Boston. Oh, well. Hey, Kurt. Are you sure you're the Boston? No, that's right. Matcom is the bureau chief out on that island. Bailey Island bureau chief. That's right. All right, Kurt, I got it straightened out. Sorry, I'm just a little dingy tonight.
How are you, Mike? I'm bummed out, actually.
You what?
Bummed out.
You're bummed.
Yeah, we could sure use Brother Sky Blue about now.
Right.
Hey, Mike, Ted's out. I called my Senator Ted Kennedy yesterday about this very matter. And the staffer that answered the phone was very polite, but he just said, Ted's not going to back up John Conyers at all. It would not be safe for him in the Senate to do it, or it would jeopardize his position in the Senate or some kind of BS reason.
Now think about that for a second. I know you already have, but maybe the rest of our listeners can just think about that. This is Ted Kennedy, the person who is held up as the iconic liberal senator, and he's not going to do it.
This guy has absolutely no chance of not being reelected. So where's the risk, Mike?
Well, what did he say? He's afraid of what? Being killed, probably. Look at Wellstone.
Well, I'm with your other guy. You read a great email earlier about somebody who's leaving the Democratic Party. I got to tell you, man, I just feel like after January 6th, and I gave these guys money and stumped for Dean and everything else this year for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And yet, man, even a guy in a safe seat can't stand up for us.
Well, I certainly agree. But regarding Kennedy's so-called safe seat, look at Tom Daschle. Look what happened to the Senate Minority Leader. How long was Daschle in the Senate? 24 years? I don't even know. But look what happened to his safe seat. And this is the point I'm trying to make. Or I was trying to make earlier. These senators all understand, Kennedy too, obviously, that given the power of media, given the fact that people like the Pig Man, Rush Limbaugh, and his parrot, Sean Hannity, now dominate talk radio, given the fact that this country is blanketed 24/7 with right-wing rhetoric, these guys know. Kennedy's been a senator since God was a teenager. The whole family. You know, you talk about political dynasty. My God, we're talking about the Kennedys. They understand this. They know. And they know now that any senator or House member who raises his head up is going to have it shot off. But not by the opposition party, but by media.
Yeah.
By media in this country. It's gone. You have Air America Radio Network and a few lone liberals scattered around the country at various stations, and that is it.
Well, thank God for you, Mike. I tell you, you make a lot of sense. You've really helped me survive the last year. Keep making the pie higher, man.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, thanks, Kurt. I appreciate you checking
thank
in.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Seriously, you know, and there are, you know, there's some guys out there, some gals out there who are struggling. Some of them working for nothing. You know, whatever they can generate in ad revenue or whatever they can generate through donations to stay on the air. And a few, there's a few who work for stations. But I'll tell you right now, their days are numbered. They are. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to call any names, but you, these stalwart, liberal, or Democratic talk show hosts on the West Coast, a couple left on the East Coast, maybe one or two in the Southwest, their days are numbered. Now, this network will go on for the foreseeable future. Why? Because people who run media in this country, right-wing media, understand that there's a vast audience out there who wants to hear what this network presents. So this network will survive. This network will flourish. This network will do damn well for itself. But it is the only place, eventually, where you're going to hear liberal talk radio. Talk about being ghettoized. Here we are. But that was the whole point of forming this network, is because the people who put it together understood that if you take a liberal, like, oh, I don't know, me, and stick that person on your average radio station in a major market like Atlanta or Chicago, eventually we're gone. And, of course, it makes no sense, but that's the way it is. But anyway, going back to the Kennedy thing, yeah, I think about what Kurt just said. If Ted Kennedy, of course, Ted Kennedy has had two of his brothers gunned down in the streets. He really understands. But if Ted Kennedy is saying, no, sorry, not going to do it. The definitive or iconic liberal. Who else is more of a liberal than Ted Kennedy? Isn't he the one that these right-wing pigs always use as the liberal touchstone when they're trying to make, when they're trying to say something about those filthy, rotten, bastard liberals? Don't they invoke his name? Of course they do. And Ted Kennedy is saying, uh-uh, no thanks, pass. Pass. I've had too many members of my family shot down or die in plane crashes or, I'm an old man. It's hard to walk. I'm fat. I got a dog I like and a bunch of grandkids. No. Adios. Find some other sucker. Sucker. Jim is calling from San Francisco. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jim.
We need you out there, and, you know, out there in the ether, sounding the clarion call. But, you know, I just want to live to help keep you down to earth a little bit.
All right. Well, let me put you on hold a second while we do a commercial break here, and then we'll come back, all right? We'll come right back to you, Jim. Stick around. Quick break here, folks. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Losing hope is easy when your only friend is gone, and every time you look around, well, it all just seems to change. But hanging on is easy when you've got a friend to call, when nothing's making sense at all. You're not the only one who's afraid of change.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Imagine how good it would feel to finally get out of debt.
When I made my last payment, I couldn't stop smiling. My wife thought I was nuts.
If you owe money because of credit card debt, InCharge can help. Never have to worry about late fees, penalties, or that next monthly payment ever again.
I'm not worried about money all the time now, or my blood pressure.
I feel back in control of things. I can do a better job taking care of my family. This is a company that gets results.
Our specialty is helping you to get out of debt and stay out. We'll develop a long-term plan to keep you in control of your finances.
InCharge has changed my life.
For your free guide to escaping debt, call InCharge today at 1-800-700-6511. If you're serious about getting out of debt, take advantage of this incredible service. For your free guide, call 1-800-700-6511. 1-800-700-6511.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Twenty-two past the hour, and I've gotten several emails. David Lytle apparently at the end of a speech tonight, where Kathy in Boston, I'm not sure where, but announced that Senator Barbara Boxer will challenge. And there was a follow-up email that said, "Well, now wait a second. It's not that clear that this will happen." David Lytle of RedefeatBush.com. And our good friend Will Pitt was there. Here's what it says. Lytle announced to the rally that Senator Barbara Boxer will challenge the election. The crowd came to its feet and cheered. However, when we questioned David at the intermission, he said that he has learned this information privately through a chain of lawyers and that this is his best impression, that currently they are preparing the text of a challenge and we should see it in the morning. The information didn't sound as solid as it did when David conveyed it to the crowd. We'll see tomorrow if this really is true, or if it's just another false hope. There are other indications that Boxer has not made up her mind. All right, I appreciate the information, that's from Doug, that you all are sending. But you'll notice something alarmingly similar in all of these possibilities from these various Democratic senators. They all are saying the same thing. They are considering. They're thinking about it, maybe, perhaps. And what this hinges on is what we're supposed to believe it hinges on is what the response is from the American public. If Senator Blank goes to his or her office tomorrow and there are 50,000 emails and phone calls, that may nudge them into protesting, but I doubt it. Because, again, these senators understand where the power resides. The power does not reside with you and me anymore. That's not where the power is. The power is in media and the people who manufacture the hardware and software of these machines. Sorry to go nuts like that. Jim, back to you. I'm sorry, Jim. Where were we? Jim and Sam? There you are. Okay.
Yeah, here I am.
Yes.
All right, just shifting gears for a minute. You've said on more than one occasion that everything that comes out of the Bush crime family is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I point you to your number one Bushism of 2004, which I heard over the weekend on the replay?
Yes.
And I think it goes like, our enemies never stop trying to think of new ways to harm our people. And neither do we.
Right, exactly.
Truer words were never spoken.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yeah, really. Really, absolutely. All right, thanks, Jim.
Okay, and one more thing.
Sure.
I've heard an unconfirmed report there could be a major announcement coming out of the upper Midwest tomorrow, and I don't want to say anything further, but if it makes my ears, I will relay it to you tomorrow.
Well, if it's a major announcement, it'll be all over the news.
Yeah, well, it has to do with a possible challenge. I've got an unconfirmed report that somebody's going to make a statement.
Okay, well, that'll be good. All right, thanks a lot, Jim. I appreciate you checking in. Mickey is calling from New York City. Mickey, welcome to the program.
Mike, I wish I was there. I'd give you a hug.
What? I don't need a hug. I'm a liberal. But I've got calluses on my soul, sweetheart.
I am. I've been listening to you. I agree with so much of what you said, but disagree with the next logical conclusion, if that makes any sense. And I obviously don't want to take a lot of time, but we have options. The power is still ours. The party, the Democratic Party, is obviously enormously marginalized in our political system. But that 85% of people you talked about who don't really care,
right,
they share our values, not the hard right wing. You're buying the lie when you kind of believe that on January 6th, if these senators don't stand up, that it represents kind of our last hurrah. It doesn't.
Okay, what does it represent?
It represents the ongoing triumph of corporatism over liberalism in our country. It represents the fact
Yeah, but now wait a second. If we have gotten to the point where corporatism wins in the United States Senate, in the chambers of the Senate, in the one instance where a senator can really challenge the system, if corporatism has defeated liberalism in media, which it has, and if corporatism now decides not only who's going to win an election because of the money, but who the candidates are, then tell me where you see this beam of light.
Okay. Well, the fact is that there are tremendous numbers of people who are politically aware on the liberal side of the equation and motivated now that never were before 4 years of this regime. The one best thing about the egregious behavior going on is that we now have green-leaning Dems. We now have entrenched Dems. We have angry Dems who don't know whether to stay or go. We have anyone but Bushers.
Okay. Let me interrupt because that's my point. But the problem is, what are they going to do? They're going to work and they're going to struggle and they're going to get their party back 35 years from now.
Sure, but what's been missing
maybe
for the last 40 years from our side? It's those
maybe
civil rights leaders you talked about. We're missing those heroes. They were all assassinated.
Well, okay, and who's going to stand up now and take a bullet? That's kind of my point. Listen, got a break here. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill with lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-888-34-STEEL. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-888-34-STEEL. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-888-34-STEEL. 1-888-34-STEEL.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
The Majority Report.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's the what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yeah, there's that typical a truth coming out of Bush's mouth. I've got to pause here because this discussion is really lengthening out, which is fine. But Shirley Chisholm died Saturday night in Ormond Beach, Florida. She was 80 years old. And, you know, to not note the passing of a woman who represented, truly represented the power of the Democratic Party would not work for me. Shirley Chisholm was the first woman to seek the Democratic presidential nomination. She was a symbol of liberal politics in the 60s and 70s. I'm sure that anyone who listens to this program knows who Shirley Chisholm was. But she passed Saturday night. She had suffered several strokes recently, according to a former staff member. And, you know, I said a long time ago there that that I understand that a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich, but there are certain people who have passed through America's recent history, like Shirley Chisholm, who had a profound was a profound force for anyone who wanted to have their consciousness raised or their political awareness brought alive. Shirley Chisholm was one of those people. Fannie Mae Hamer was another one. These people show up, and they make their journey, and they mark the trees with their machetes, so in case you want to follow, the path is clear. This is the way to go. Paul Wellstone was one. Fannie Lou Hamer was one. Shirley Chisholm was one. There have been. We've had a lot of Democrats who were just amazing. Shirley Chisholm was 80 years old and died Saturday night. We're at 866-303-2270. Judy is calling from Miami. Judy, welcome to the program. Hey, Judy.
Listen, thanks for getting me through many, many a night.
Oh, absolutely. And many more, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I listened to that last call about corporatism, and I agree. It's probably devoured most of the country. But, you know, it's even stranger than that. I remember over 5 years ago seeing a home movie on TV of a chubby girl who had this horny dream of going to Washington and getting her presidential knee pad. And, you know, I swear, I think that's when the Democrats, when he was impeached, I think that's when the Democrats lost their courage and their heart. They stopped believing in their own party because of that girl who did what she and he and her. That's when everything began to change.
That was a moment.
That was
no
a
question.
Turning point.
Yeah.
And after the 2000 election, I thought surely when a monkey boy gets in, they're going to pillory him. The Democrats are going to tear him apart because there's no respect there. He's an idiot.
Right.
And to my shock and dismay, they kowtowed to him like he was the emperor with clothes. And that's when I realized in 2000, the day after that election, that inauguration of that idiot, when they did not protest against him in any way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. That's when I saw what the Democrats had become.
Yeah, yeah. Bart Kopp calls them pink tutu Democrats, and I'll tell you that was the first knife into the Democratic Party. The second knife was September 11, 2001, and the way that was used, if not instigated by the Bush crime family. So the Democratic Party is really as it stands now. It's a dead party.
I agree.
The constituents that used to make up the Democratic Party, take a look at organized labor. Organized labor now represents, I believe, the last figure I read was 8% of the American workforce. 5 years ago, it was 13%. It's now 8% of the American workforce. There is no civil rights movement anymore. There is no feminist movement or women's rights movement. The women's rights movement has become nothing but a place in a holding posture, trying to hold the line on Roe v. Wade. All those constituents who made up the Democratic Party that was our strength and our weakness, because unless we had a leader who could put together a coalition, we fell apart. We always fell apart.
Well, that's the key, Mike.
But when we did have a leader who could glue the party together, it was unbeatable. And here's the part. The Democratic Party, when it was in power and it produced leaders, they were not there, with few exceptions, they were not there for self-aggrandizement or the collection of power. They were actually there to do good.
Yes,
to do good for this country and ultimately for the world. I believe that with all my heart, or I wouldn't have been a Democrat for 40 years.
Well, you know, Mike, if there was a leader like you, of your ilk, who was in politics, in the Democratic Party, if he stepped forward tomorrow morning, I swear this country would respond to him. This country is so hungry for a leader like you're describing.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but you know, I'm a talk show host. That's all. You know, we had some leaders like that. I think Wellstone could have been that. I think Kucinich could have. I think Nader could have.
I think Henry Waxman could have.
Henry Waxman. Yeah, he's another one. I always refer to Henry as Nader Light. Because they have the same, you know, the same concern about what is happening. There have been Democratic politicians, you know, embedded members of the Democratic Party who could have been, but for whatever reason did not. And so here we are. Here we are when Ted Kennedy's office, you heard the caller, I guess, tonight.
Yes, I sure did.
Right. When Ted Kennedy's office says, no, the senator is not going to get involved in that.
He's old and he's tired. He's done. He's fought the long, hard battle and he's tired.
Well, I can appreciate that. On the other hand, you fight all the battles and win most of them and then walk away when the war is just about ready to be over. I don't get that. It makes me angry at Ted Kennedy on one level. On another level, you're right. He's an old man. He's ready to pack it in. But there are a lot of old men.
He's be shot down, like you said. And he's probably afraid. I think that's why he didn't want to run for president. He was afraid he's going to be assassinated.
Right. I think it's the same reason Colin Powell didn't want to run for president. Matter of fact, he more or less said that when he was trying to when they were trying to talk, and Democrats and Republicans are trying to get him run for president. And
why isn't John Kerry taking the lead and fighting?
I don't know. I don't know. But I have to tell you, I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
You know, I wonder what Howard Dean would have done. I don't know.
I think you're right. Dennis Kucinich would have been the best fighter. It's a shame that everything is image, and that if you know, because he's short and he has funny hair. You know, isn't it ironic? He's the most brilliant of them all, Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Judy, thank you. I appreciate what you had to say.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, you take care.
Good night.
Take care. Oh, my goodness. Mike is calling from New Jersey. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike.
Hey.
And it's a pleasure to hear from you again.
Well, thank you.
You know, I've heard a lot of interesting commentary tonight from a lot of people, but I think the one thing that we haven't touched on is the fact that the neo-fascist greatest ally are two things, ignorance and apathy. And I think people, we're not seeing the leaders, like you say, that we've had in the past, people who have stepped up to the plate and stood for principle. And
yeah.
I think it's time that the people have to, I'm not saying go out to the street, but they have to educate themselves. I was talking to your screener before,
mm-hmm.
Seems like a very bright, articulate person, about a website which I found just surfing the web, and it's called America 2004 is Germany 1930.
That's the website name?
Yeah, that's the website name. Basically, it's not the URL, but basically all you do is put that into the search, any search engine, and that's the first hit that comes up.
Right.
And it's a very well laid out site which factually shows the parallels between the United States today and what happened to Germany in 1930,
mm-hmm.
and that it's very eerie because it seems like we're going down the same road.
Well, in a lot of ways it does, and in a lot of ways it also seems like the Stalinist era in the Soviet Union. The one thing that's missing though from both is so far. You know, Stalin was responsible for the death of as many as 30 million people with the forced collectivization of farming and so on and so forth. Hitler was responsible for ultimately the death of 50 million people around the planet with World War II and so on and so forth. So far, you know, this Bush crime family, they're so chintzy and so cheesy. They would destroy the Constitution. Maybe they're preparing camps for Muslims. You know, I have no idea. But yeah, the comparisons between Germany in the 30s and America in the 21st century.
Well, this website was Germany 1930, which is just before Hitler assumed complete power,
yeah.
Right after the election of Hindenburg, and before his death when Hitler seized complete power.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thanks, Mike. We'll check out the site, and I'm sure other people who are listening will check it out. Quick break here, folks. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every...
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on a sofa?
Hmm?
For kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
This Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we don't let anybody intimidate our clients, not even the government. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim, and we prove it every day. All across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder. 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You don't have to be afraid to make that free call to 1-800-66-BINDER. B-I-N-D-E-R.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Sandberg, president and publisher of the New Republic magazine, today's leading weekly journal of politics and the arts, with an important question. What New Year's resolution can improve your political IQ, make you a more interesting and attractive companion, help you sparkle with wit and intelligence, and will last longer than 2 weeks? Right, reading the New Republic magazine. There's never been a more important time to be an enlightened, informed citizen, with potential Supreme Court nominations looming, the war in Iraq continuing, towering deficits threatening, and conservatives at the controls.
Subscribe today and save $10 off our best online subscription price and download this week's issue immediately. Visit tnr.com/airamerica for details or call 1-800-827-1289 and mention Air America. Once again, visit tnr.com/airamerica or call 1-800-827-1289, mention Air America, and save $10 off our best online subscription price.
The New Republic. Unconventional is good.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. If you're on hold, we will get your call tonight, so stick around. This is not exactly on the topic that we're talking about, but maybe tangentially. When I saw the press conference or the replay of the press conference today, not press conference, what was it, Kathy? The announcement by George W. Bush that his father and Bill Clinton were going to be co-facilitators, whatever the hell they're going to do. They're going to promote the American public into donating to this fund for this horrible disaster that occurred in South Asia. I'm literally ashamed to admit this. Very few times I feel shame about something that I may have felt as a result of seeing something on television. But the only reason I bring it up, because I just wonder if anybody else did too. And you don't have to let me know, just, you know. But I was ashamed to see Clinton standing there with Bush. Now, I understand, there's not a dime's worth of difference, yada, yada, yada. But given, it kind of shined a bright light all of a sudden. That bit today and the realization that the chances are pretty solid that no Democrat as a senator is going to stand up and protest the Electoral College vote. The two realizations that hit me today, Clinton standing there with two people who are so responsible for so much death. Pappy Bush, who worked to ensure the deaths of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in Central America in the 80s. There he was, standing there. This smirking, smarmy old bastard who now is going to be... What's he going to do? Go address Rotary Club meetings about send your checks to your favorite charity? To hell with these people. And there's Bill Clinton, who, regardless of his intentions... And, you know, I like Bill Clinton. Probably 60-70% of what he did in office I didn't like, but that's a different discussion. But you know, you can't help but like the old fart, right? There he is, looking like warmed over death. I've never seen him look so miserable as he did today. But there's old Bill Clinton, who with his pushing of and signing of NAFTA, guaranteed that when you and I go to the store, every damn thing we buy is going to be made in China. And people told him. People said, no, Bill, don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. So there they are. There's nice guy Bill Clinton, who did his part in destroying this economy. And there's criminal murderer George Herbert Bush, who promoted, allowed, worked actively in the destruction of thousands of lives in Central America. Did the old bastard raise money for dead people and dying people in Nicaragua and Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala and all these countries in Central America in the 80s? No. The hypocrisy on that stage made me wanted to puke blood. Do you understand that? So I'm sitting there watching that, and I'm ashamed. I just sit there and I thought, I'll be damned. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. 150,000 dead so far. 5 million people displaced. This is like a war. I mean, a war. Not a war of greed and power like these Bush thugs promote. Not a war in Central Europe like Clinton handled. But a real war, like World War something. And here these three people stood, and I watched it, and I sat there, and I just said, no, I can't do this. Kathy, switch to Turner Classic Movies. Let's watch a Busby Berkeley musical. And we did. But there they are, Clinton, Bush, and Bush. And as far as I'm concerned, the cynical hypocrisy, and I don't care what they say. I don't care. What kind of language they use? They use the language of compassion, and they turn and smirk when tens of thousands of people die because of their economic policies or their global political policies. How many children have died in Iraq as a result of 12 years of Bush Clinton policies? Bush Clinton Bush. How many? This one says 500,000, that one says 1.5 million. If it's 1,000, if it's 10, if it's 1, damn them. And there they sit today. There they sit today. There they sit today. And I sat there and it just turned my stomach. And I felt ashamed. I don't know why I felt ashamed, but I did. I did. There are three people there, two ex-presidents and the president, and two of whom are responsible, all three of them responsible for how much. Remember, it was Clinton's Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, when asked if the sanctions against Iraq were worth half a million dead children. And her answer should ring out in history. It should be inscribed on something that's permanent, that people will see 10,000 years from now. And her answer was, well, yeah, we think it is. We think it is. She spoke for Bill Clinton. Yeah, Clinton's a nice guy, isn't he? Huh? He's, this is a guy who, during his first campaign, jetted home to supervise the execution of a retarded man, Ricky Ray Rector. None of these people have compassion. Don't kid yourself. Come on, don't kid yourself. Bill Clinton's very handsome. He's very articulate. He's a genius, and he's a killer. George Bush is a moron. He's a killer. Pappy Bush is probably one of the most diabolical people ever coughed up on the American political stage, and he's a killer too. And there they were today. There the three of them were. And I don't care. I don't care what your feelings are about Democrats or Bill Clinton. There they were. And you can't escape something, truth seeker. For 8 years, Bill Clinton kept those sanctions on the people of Iraq. And the death just continued and continued and continued and continued. And he could have made it stop anytime he wanted to.
Let's talk about the man on the Quaker Oatmeal Box. Is he laughing? Is he smirking? Is he pulling a Mona Lisa? What's his deal? Turns out he's smiling, because he knows his oatmeal can actually help lower your cholesterol. On average, it could drop about 15 points if you eat Quaker Oatmeal for 30 days. See, it lowers bad cholesterol and total cholesterol as part of a healthy diet. It's proven with 40 years of science. So stick to Quaker Oatmeal, the original cholesterol buster that's really something to smile about. Just look at the guy on the box.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Here, America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and two former presidents have made an appeal for Americans to donate to help victims of the tsunami in South Asia. Bush said his father and former President Bill Clinton will lead an effort to seek donations large and small to provide relief assistance to the millions left homeless by the disaster. Clinton said, if all you can spare is $10, send it in.
A lot of people will say, well, gosh, you know, I could give 4 T-shirts out of my closet, but I don't make any money. I can only afford 10 bucks. Send the 10 bucks.
And former President Bush defended his son's reaction to the disaster.
I mean, it isn't a question of whether he should have gone to the cameras in Crawford 25 minutes earlier. That's a bunch of malarkey.
More than $2 billion has been pledged by countries around the world so far. Japan has promised the most, $500 million, while the U.S. has pledged $350 million. The death toll continues to rise, but officials are not sure how high that number will go. Jan Egeland is the U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Efforts.
What we should just say is that the figures coming out of Sri Lanka, India, Thailand, and Maldives are much more exact than the figures we have coming out of Sumatra.
Egelin says there are numerous villages along the long northern coast of Sumatra that have not even been visited by aid workers yet. Violence continues to plague Iraq as the country's national election nears. 17 Iraqi security personnel were killed Monday in ambushes and bombings in the country. It was a suicide car bombing on a road leading to the party offices of Iraq's interim prime minister. A museum is being planned at one of America's most famous prisons. Glenn Schuck has that story.
It was the prison that coined the phrase being sent up the river. And Westchester Deputy County Executive Larry Schwartz says a Sing Sing museum could become reality by the summer.
We believe it would be the Alcatraz of the East. It's right on the Hudson River. People can pull right up to a dock, whether it's on a ferry or pleasure boats. It's famous. The Rosenbergs, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, were executed, electrocuted at Sing Sing.
Schwartz says the idea is to turn the prison's former power plant into the museum and then create a tunnel that would lead to Sing Sing's original cell block and house a replica of the nation's first electric chair. Glenn Schuck, White Plains, New York.
It has been a wet winter so far in the Southwest. More than 9 inches of rain have fallen on downtown Los Angeles since last week. Arizona received some rare rainfall on Monday, and more is expected later today, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and guest co-host Anthony LaPay from the Guerrilla News Network for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. The new Congress is convening, and one of the Senate's jobs is to scrutinize the cabinet nominees, including Alberto Gonzalez. So will the Senate hear from former Navy JAG John Hudson, or will they have to hear him on our show? Why a former Navy JAG opposes Gonzalez on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 6 past the hour. I got a couple of emails wanting to know the Albright quote. All right, here it is. On 60 Minutes, May the 12th, 1996. This was before, I believe this was before she was our U.N. ambassador at the time, then went on to become U.S. Secretary of State. Leslie Stahl, talking about U.S. sanctions against Iraq, said this, quote, "We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And, you know, is the price worth it?" Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, quote, "I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it." Now, that is May 12th, 1996. Does it still count because it was 9 years ago? Yeah, it sure, damn right it does. No, she was Secretary of State at the time. And then it says, Albright's quote, "calmly asserting that U.S. policy objectives were worth the sacrifice of 500,000 Arab children," has been much quoted in the Arabic press. It's also been cited in the United States in alternative commentary on the September 11th attacks. For example, Alexander Coburn in the New York Press on September 26, 2001. But a Dow Jones search of mainstream news sources since September 11th turns up only one reference to the quote in an op-ed in the Orange County Register of September 16, 2001. This omission is striking, given the major role that Iraq's sanctions play in the ideology of Osama bin Laden. His recruitment video features pictures of Iraqi babies wasting away from malnutrition and lack of medicine. The inference that Albright and the terrorists may have shared a common rationale, that is, a belief that the deaths of thousands of innocents are a price worth paying to achieve one's political ends, does not seem to be one that can be made in U.S. mass media. It's worth noting that on 60 Minutes, Albright made no attempt to deny the figure given by Stahl, a rough rendering of the preliminary estimate in a 1995 U.N. Food and Agriculture Organization report that 567,000 Iraqi children under the age of five had died as a result of the sanctions. In general, the response from government officials about the sanctions toll has been rather different. A barrage of equivocations, a denigration of U.N. sources, and implications that questioners have some ideological axe to grind. Okay, but you understand here. Do you understand how easy it is to recruit people to hate the United States and to act on that hatred by either flying airplanes into our buildings or beheading our contract workers or setting fire to our plantations in Central America or blowing up our oil the terminals in South America? Do you understand how easy it is when you have a government of the United States and a non-government of Osama bin Laden, both essentially saying the same thing? Do you see this? Please see this. Please tell me you see this. Madeleine Albright and Osama bin Laden have said and done the same things. The deaths of thousands of innocent people are a price worth paying to achieve one's political ends. Now, that's why I sat there today and felt ashamed. I felt ashamed of how I used to let my mind go blank and kind of sit back and go har, har, haw, haw with Bill Clinton. You know, it's real hard not to like him until you look below the surface. You know, I have a feeling tonight, Kathy, that I'm losing listeners. they'll come back, but I have a feeling that tonight a lot of people are going, well, yeah, I've had enough of this crap. I tune into him just to hear him attack Republicans. I don't want to hear him attack my man Bill. Sorry. Really sorry. The other thing, remember when Clinton's library was dedicated? And they all sat there in the rain, and Clinton, bless his heart, I hope he finds whatever peace, P-E-A-C-E, that he's looking for. But he sits there and praises the Bushes. How can that be? How can that be? Now, I'm only asking rhetorically. Those of you who are very politically astute, don't send me an email and tell me the obvious, because I already know the answer. But still, you know, when you consider not people who listen to this program, but people across America who are looking at the Clinton and the Bushes together, you know, and say, oh, okay, well, I guess a truce has been declared. Okay, everything's all right. Well, if Clinton is hanging out with him in Little Rock, and Clinton's hanging out with him in the White House today, and well, I guess everything's okay, and they're giving medals of freedom to the people who attacked Iraq for no reason. Well, I guess it's okay. And it looks like the Ohio Supreme Court is going to say no. On the chat, okay, well, all right, well, what the hell, you know, what the hell. But, you know, we up to a point, we're allowed in this country to be ignorant, right? But we've made a career out of it. We have decided that we're going to be the most ignorant body politic, the most ignorant civilization, group of people on the planet. We're gonna wallow in our ignorance. We're gonna wallow in the misinformation. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to get the true information. I understand that. We have a media that is a pack of whores, a pack of street whores, a pack of disease-laden street whores, and they're infecting all of us. No offense to the sex workers, but they're infecting all of us. But the information's there, and you can get it, and because I get it, and you can get it. And all I've got is a damn computer, just like you do. You can get the information. You can find out that Madeleine Albright and Osama bin Laden believe in the same thing. It's just the nationality or the religious beliefs or the color of the skin of the people whose deaths are responsible for. Is that harsh? Of course it's harsh, but it's real. Bill Clinton and George W. Bush believe in the same thing. That the deaths of thousands is explainable politically. The deaths of innocents. Not soldiers, not people who don the uniform and take up the weapon and say, okay, let's fight. No, not them. Not them. The other ones. The ones who don't have guns. The ones that, you know, the kids. Jeez. Man. And other than the people that listen to this program, I bet you the average American still can't find Indonesia on a map. I know Bush can't. But I bet they know when the next season of American Idol begins, or the name of Britney Spears' new husband, or which teams are leading in the NFL. Thanks, mainstream media. Thanks a lot. That's really something. Are we supposed to focus on negativity? No. I don't believe that for a second. I believe we're supposed to do things positive, to right the wrongs, to bring justice where there is injustice. You know, to do what Martin Luther King said. Why can't we do that? Yeah. Come on, Malloy, get real. Get real. You know. The problem is, I stopped smoking pot. And remember, reality is for people who can't do drugs anymore. But you know, I stopped getting high, for the most part. And when you do that, see, when you get high, you can just go, oh well, okay, I'll think about that in a second. But right now, listen, I really, 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 really want to listen to this music. So I don't know. It's maybe it affects you the same way it affects me. You have to be careful. You have to be very careful. I have learned this. I have to be very careful over how much freedom I give my mind. You know, where I let it go. It's like having, you know, my mind. It's like having a 15-year-old boy who wants to go do all this stuff and really put himself in jeopardy. Right? Have you ever had a son? I had a son. Oh, I still do. I have a son. I have a couple of them. But when Chris, for example, was like 15, 16, when he was 16, he took off and backpacked across New Zealand. And he came back, and it was like, and he had this big Maori tattoo on his back. And I'm going, what the hell? Well, you know, I have to control my mind. When I let my mind wander, it comes back with these Maori tattoos that scare the hell out of me. You have to keep control, tight control of your mind, don't you? Because then you start thinking about stuff like, my God, what is the difference between Madeleine Albright and Osama bin Laden?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be telling us
what I'm talking about.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
Sometimes I think my phone's tapped because I hear weird things on it, like, shh, Crimmins will hear you.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Bush is an optimist. That's what he keeps telling me. I'm an optimist. And you know, I agree. He is an optimist. Who else but an optimist could run for office on his record?
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more.
Available now at bookstores worth visiting.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin. In the Indian Ocean region, the death toll continues to rise as a result of the recent tsunami, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. The Red Cross is there to help, but they can't do it without you. Please help those affected by this crisis by making a financial gift to the American Red Cross International Response Fund. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or make a secure online donation at www.redcross.org. The Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Boy, we are simply not... all that research we did this afternoon, Kathy, for the topics I wanted to bring up tonight, we didn't. We'll do it tomorrow night for sure. Remember this, when the attacks on this country occurred on September 11th, there were a few people who spoke the truth about that. Susan Sontag was one, who is now dead. Alexander Coburn was another, who is not dead. But keep this in mind. What was it that we spent after September 11th to support the airline industry? I don't know what happened. The theory was that nobody wanted to fly anymore because we would all be turned into human torches on missiles slamming into buildings. But what was it that the Bush crime family decided to spend to prop up a dying corporate structure, the airline industry? I think it was, I may be wrong here, was it $5 billion, $10 billion? Maybe somebody will do a quick search on that and send me the email because I don't have time. But let's call it $10 billion because somebody sent me something and said maybe it was $15 billion. So when we talk about $350 million to help the situation in South Asia, okay, that's good. That's good. That's generous. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's generous. 5 million people affected, from what I hear on corporate news, approaching 200,000 dead as a direct result of the tsunami. Another 200,000 will probably die from disease. And God only knows what's going to happen over there. I mean, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this is something that we're concerned about and we're all going to try to respond to. And a month from now or a week from now or surely 6 months from now, remember the tsunami? But for the people that affected, this is now their lives. Their families wiped out, their children swallowed by the sea and regurgitated back as little bloated baby, dead babies. It's a horrifying thing. And God bless us, huh? God bless us. We came up with $350 million. I'm proud to be an American today. We came up with $15 billion for the airline industry 3 years ago. I don't know. I don't know. This program is way too cynical tonight, right? I want to do some of these sound bites here for you. Clinton and Dim Sun and Dim Sun's murderous father at the little photo op today. Here's too stupid to be anything but a giggling killer.
The United States government is in close contact with the governments of the affected countries. And America is playing a leading role in the relief and recovery efforts. Our nation has committed military assets and made an initial commitment of $350 million for disaster relief.
No, the initial commitment was $15 million, damn you! Can't you ever say the truth? Here's how the big dog and Pappy will ask Americans to help.
In the coming days, President Clinton and Bush will ask Americans to donate directly to reliable charities already providing help to tsunami victims. I ask every American to contribute as they are able to do so. For more information about how to make a donation, you can visit the USA Freedom Corps website at USA Free, www.
Yeah. Sit down and shut up. No, I'll tell you the source to go to. You want to know the source to go to? Go to SEVA.org. S-E-V-A. SEVA.org. Go to SEVA.org. I don't know what he's talking about. What a USA Freedom Corps? What is that? A front organization for Fascistan? What the hell is USA Freedom Corps? That sounds like something put together by a bunch of right wing Americans who figure, well, you know, a big disaster over there. Let's get Halliburton and the Carlyle Group in. We'll fix it. No, go to SEVA.org. I got an email today from Randy and Lucia in San Francisco, and it's lengthy. I won't get into it, but if you want to contribute, just check out the website. Go check it out, SEVA.org. They're based in Berkeley. There's a way you can make credit card donations via telephone, but just check out the website, okay? SEVA. Yeah, is Sanskrit. SEVA.org. Check it out, okay? Check out the website. Got time for, no? Okay. There's a couple more sound bites, and that's it. Simple Scotty McClellan at the press briefing today about the fundraising plan that incorporates three people who directly and indirectly are responsible for an awful lot of death on this planet. Really. I'm sorry. You know, either you can handle what you hear on this program or you can't. I apologize if it pisses you off. I really do, because my intention is not to lose audience. My intention is to reach as many people as possible for my own program here and for this network. But if you can't handle the fact that Bill Clinton is responsible for mega death on this planet, maybe not the same degree as Pappy Bush or Junior Bush, but still, are we talking degrees now? Half a million, million, 10 million, 5 million? What are we talking?
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Uses directed.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Jim, leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Unfiltered.
So even though Bush wants to keep us out of the international court, it may be that other countries' involvement in it and the laws that devolve from that allow us to bring cases against people in other countries.
Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
That said, Donald Rumsfeld getting put in a German prison isn't going to happen. But the idea is that
don't you love to just think about it?
The image. You know, I want to frost it on a cake. I like the image so much.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right, several of you have sent this to me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mike sent me the actual article here from CBS. It was $15 billion. It says Congress, over the course of just 2 days, introduced, passed, and got presidential approval for a $15 billion bailout. Of that sum, $5 billion was earmarked for direct payments to stabilize the nation's air transportation system. And then it goes on here, Peter Fitzgerald, who is the Republican senator from Illinois, who decided not to run, and now Barack Obama is the senator, but he was again, Fitzgerald, to his credit, was totally against this. 20 million was shoveled to three bankrupt airlines, Vanguard, Midway, and Reliant. 165 million went to package delivery companies. 5 million went to helicopter companies and, among other things, ferry workers to oil rigs and run tours in the Grand Canyon. Even three companies that arranged travel from the U.S. to Cuba cashed in. And it just goes on and on and on. So anyway, thanks to the people who folks who sent this to me. $15 billion to bail out the airlines. Now, not as a result of the attack on this country. That's not what the money was about. The helicopter companies that fly the Grand Canyon, commuter or whatever the hell you call them, airlines that fly to Cuba. Cuba. $15 billion. So when Clinton and the Bushes stand there today and talk about $350 million, or it came out over the weekend, that's wonderful. It really is. $350 million. That's really cool. Scott McClellan, at the press briefing today, the reporters asked Simple Scotty about the fundraising plan by Bush and Clinton and Pappy to raise money for the tsunami victims. The reporter says, Scott, do you know if the money raised from this private effort will offset the need for any new public financing for the disaster?
First of all, let me go back to what the president talked about earlier again today. We made an initial commitment from the United States government of $350 million
Liar.
In humanitarian aid.
Liar.
When this disaster struck the region, the United States government immediately began acting to help respond to the efforts in the region.
Liar.
Our focus right now is on doing all we can to help lead the way.
Liar.
On humanitarian relief as part of the immediate aftermath response.
Incredible, isn't it? And of course, the media just reports it or doesn't even bother. You know, we made an initial commitment from the United States government of $350 million. Now, are you crazy, truth seeker? Are you nuts? No. Am I? No. What was the initial commitment? $15 million. Right? How many fingers am I holding up? How many? Four? No, I'm holding up five. Oh, God, they don't even bother anymore to try to spin it. Don't even stand there and say, well, now, okay, some of you may think it was $15 million, but we had stuff in the works. They don't even bother doing that. McClellan stands there and said, we made an initial commitment. What does initial mean? What does it mean? Doesn't it mean first? On the criticism that Bush hid out at Prairie Chapel for 3 days and now refuses to go to the donors' conference in Jakarta, reporter says, Scott, as you know, the president has been criticized for not taking the airwaves for 3 days after the disaster. There are also those who believe the president is missing an opportunity by not going to Jakarta for the major donors' conference on Thursday, that it would solidify his relationship with Muslims in a part of the world we are now weak in. What was the president's rationale for not going on Thursday, Scott?
I was trying to point out what we're doing. The president also sent a delegation to the region, as I mentioned earlier, is headed by Secretary Powell and Governor Bush. That shows the priority that he places on what we are working to do.
That's true.
To help those who are suffering in the region. And those two leaders will report back to the president after they've assessed what some of the shorter-term needs are, as well as what some of the longer-term needs may be.
And may I ask a question, Scott? What does the governor of Florida... Well, what does that have to do? Why is the governor of Florida? And the answer would be, well, he's had experience with hurricanes. Okay. Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. He's had experience with hurricanes. Oh, my goodness sakes. No, that's not the answer, Scott. The answer is, get Jebby out there because he is the one that's going to run against Hillary Clinton. Because the Democrats are going to insist that Hillary Clinton run. And it's going to be Bush Clinton. In 2008. You don't think so? Watch! So this is trying to give Jeb Bush, this sick, psychopathic, crazed man, some credentials.
Oh, well, he went to... When the world was shook by the tectonic tsunami that swept South Asia, who was there? Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush for a strong America!
You can see it already, can't you? Why not send the governor Stenholm? What's her name in Michigan? Why not send a Michigan governor? Why not send the governor of I don't know? Why don't we send the governor of Georgia? We've had hurricanes. Send old stupid ass Sonny Perdue. Send him over. He can figure.
Well, you know what y'all need here? Y'all need some peanuts. That's what you need. You need a rebel flag. Here.
Ah. So they're sending Jeb Bush. I don't know. The shock and the horror of this thing, the shock and the horror. You're seeing the pictures now, right? We saw some stuff today on CNN, some interviews with doctors, who Doctors Without Borders, American doctors, Australian doctors, whatever, who are just stunned, who look like they are in shock. These are people who deal with gunshot wounds and people that are blown up and you know, people that die from economic sanctions and all this other stuff. But even these hardened physicians, not the ones that you know make $5 million a year, and especially, but people who, and I've gotten, look, I'm not complaining about doctors that make as much as they want, you know, whatever. But these doctors, Doctors Without Borders, these medical teams, and some of them are not part of that. Some of them are just doctors from the United States who said, "Damn, I got to get over there and help." And from all over the world, you know, and they're showing the signs of absolute death fatigue. Death fatigue. And you've seen those pictures, haven't you? Right? On television. Rows and rows and rows of bodies and body bags. I mean, this is just, it's incomprehensible. This is like, you know how this is affecting me? And please, no offense. Please, no offense. If you're a Holocaust survivor or you have a family member, but this is hitting me almost as badly as those pictures that you see on the History Channel of the death camps in Poland and Germany. When the Allies finally liberated these camps and the pits and the stacked bodies. Different thing. I understand. I'm saying it's getting an emotional response from me almost equivalent to that. Now, the difference, of course, one was planned, the other was sheer accident. But still, you know, mass death of innocent people is mass death of innocent people, right? You know that. I know that. So they send Jeb Bush. Major donors conference. Oh, okay. I understand. Has to be organized. I understand that part of the problem in distributing what has been collected so far is that there's no infrastructure left. And two of these countries have had civil wars raging for decades. Indonesia and Sri Lanka. Parts of Indonesia. And there's in Sri Lanka or in Aceh province, the rebels, they're the ones that have the infrastructure. I mentioned this last week, like for the Palestinians, who has the infrastructure? Hamas. So, you know, what do you do? How do you do this? How do you handle this? How do you do it? You send Jeb Bush? You send the governor of Florida? Who's probably getting very itchy because he was supposed to be the president before George. Everybody in the Bush family, crime family, knows that George is the moron. Neil is the real flat-out criminal. Marvin is a flake who would cheat his own mother if he thought he could make a buck at it. Jeb! Was supposed to be president first. Oh, man. So to politicize the way they have, you know, the Republicans are always talking. They always get on their state-controlled media and start shrieking when a liberal or a Democrat raises an issue like we're raising on the program tonight and start shrieking about, oh, how dare you? Oh, you filthy bastard. How dare you do this? And politicizing mass death. Excuse me? Excuse me? The Bush crime family, George Bush would somehow figure out a way to politicize his own mother and father's death. You know it. I know it. We all know it, right? So this horrendous event that's occurred. Politics. Oh, let's send Jeb Bush. Yeah, that's good. And if night just turned to day now, I'd lock up pizza.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? all true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones Magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP. Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Thanks to the crew who helped put the program together tonight. Jason Isaac, Colin Tipton, our engineers in New York City. Linda Blake answers your calls and decides if you are phone-worthy. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. Ben Birch, White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. All the militant mods on our message board who keep the place in order. And Kathy Bay, who is the executive producer. Mike emailed in and reminded me here. Remember a couple of days ago, when would this tragedy hit? A week ago Sunday, wasn't it? A week ago Sunday. And a couple of days later, Clinton was someplace, and a reporter asked him, and Clinton said, well, somebody needs to step up here and take some leadership. And immediately, the White House dogs just jumped at him, went for his throat. Remember that? And said that, you know, making statements like that. Trademark empathy, they referred to it. And now Clinton joins them? See, that's the... Isn't that the problem with Democrats? Somebody... I mean, what would you do, Truth Seeker? What would you do if somebody consciously and deliberately slapped you in the face when you made an honest statement? Hey, you know, I think somebody should step up and take some leadership here because this is a real bad tragedy. You know, somebody... And then you're accused of, oh, well, there's his trademark empathy. You know, real snotty. Huh? And then a week later, you're going to appear with these thugs? Would you do that? Well, maybe Bill Clinton's a real Christian now. Maybe after all his executions in his state and all his starvation of Iraqi children, maybe he's found Christ. He says he has. You know, maybe he's found the true Christ and he's a Christian. So his attitude is, hey, oh, it's all right. You know, they said something bad about me, but I don't care. You know, I had quadruple bypass here. And, you know, when you had something like that, man, you know, you just stop all the bitching and, pardon the expression, and complaining. And you know, I don't know. Is that what's happened to Clinton? But to go out on a stage with people who have treated him like dog droppings as recently as a week ago about that very issue, man, I guess we got to love Bill Clinton. He can rise above this Bush crap, right? He's, man, woo. Bill, I'll tell you what. Bro, I like be like you. You're really something. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I had Friday off and just gave me too much time to sit around and think, get all negative. You know, my thoughts are that Clinton is putting the good of the victims over his personal issues with the Bushes, and that's great. He's honestly concerned with their plight. You know, I believe that about Clinton. You know, maybe it's expiation of his sins. I don't know. You know, when you go under the knife to have your heart worked on, maybe you think about those 500,000 or 1.5 million Iraqi children whose blood might just damn well be on your hands. You know, I don't know. I don't know how any of this stuff works. I really don't. And neither do you. Neither do you, because you and I have not been and never will be in a position of power to the extent that through our action or inaction, we can cause the death of 1 million people. You and I will never be there. We just won't be there. These people are and have been. So, you know, who knows what motivates someone to do something that appears to be so heartfelt and so from the gut and so much a charitable act, a loving act, a kind act. And then you get some talk show host like me who sits here and just gets all cynical about it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I really don't know. These people have got me totally flummoxed. I don't know which way to turn here on any of this stuff. So tomorrow night what we'll do is get back to the stuff that we know about, which is, you know, the political ramifications of the Bush crime family and what's in store for us. This U.S. plan for detention for life, I wanted to talk about that tonight. Bush administration is planning for possible lifetime detention of people it says are suspected terrorists, like Hamdi, who was released, including hundreds of people that the government, our government, does not have enough evidence to even charge in the courts. Do you understand this? Oh my God! It's funny, isn't it? It's funny in a sick, perverted kind of way. The idea that there's not enough evidence here to bring these people to even get an indictment. There's not enough evidence to even take before a grand jury, and we all know about grand juries. You don't have an Ice Cube's chance in hell if you're a potential defendant in front of a grand jury because you're not allowed to talk, nor is your attorney. The only people who can talk is the prosecutor. And they don't have enough evidence even for that. Don't have enough evidence even for that, and it's going to be permanent detention, life sentence. And this is where we are? This is where we are in the United States of, by God, America? This is where we are? And we didn't get to this Dobson pissant, this religious thug, this Christian Nazi, who's right in with the plan. Right in with the plan. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you what else. If any Democrat opposes President Bush's glory as honorable choices for the federal judiciary, we are going to talk. We're going to put him in the bullseye. We'll get to that tomorrow night. We'll get to that. We will. But can you imagine a life sentence in prison forever? You see, the $30-50 million that Halliburton got to build a permanent 200-bed jail in Cuba, that jail has to be filled up, you know. And it's not just in Guantanamo. Diego Garcia, the Philippines, Abu Ghraib. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. Happy New Year, right? Oh, my God. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back, all right? This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order liquid sleep now, and we'll include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush and two former presidents have made an appeal for Americans to donate to help victims of the tsunami in South Asia. Bush said his father and former President Bill Clinton will lead an effort to seek donations large and small to provide relief assistance to the millions left homeless by the disaster. Clinton said if all you can spare is $10, send it in.
A lot of people will say, well, gosh, you know, I could give four T-shirts out of my closet, but I don't make any money. I can only afford $10. Send the $10.
And former President Bush defended his son's reaction to the disaster.
I mean, it isn't a question of whether he should have gone to the cameras in Crawford 25 minutes earlier. That's a bunch of malarkey.
More than $2 billion has been pledged by countries around the world so far. Japan has promised the most, $500 million, while the U.S. has pledged $350 million. The death toll continues to rise, but officials are not sure how high that number will go. Jan Egeland is the U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Efforts.
What we should just say is that the figures coming out of Sri Lanka, India, Thailand, and Maldives are much more exact than the figures we have coming out of Sumatra.
Egelin says there are numerous villages along the long northern coast of